And me and Cody, we both saw Okja, and
Okja!
It sucked, so there you go.
Can't really remember it. It's not like yesterday or something like that, or the day before. I was like, oh, okay, that was something. Yeah, just left it at that.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody loves a movie, but me and Cody, once again, we're like, man, Netflix, you suck with movies. Just stop, okay?
Yeah, the track record is not going well so far.
No.
So, yeah, it's probably just stop, wrap that shit up.
Just stick to TV, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Stick to TV series.
You do that really well, you know, just...
Yeah.
Just put Hulu out of business if you want, whatever, or merge with them, whatever you want to do, and just do TV full on, the blatant TV there, and just give up with the movies, because... Oak just sucked ass, dude. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna say like it was like god awful something I can never watch. Well, actually, it is something I can never watch because this shit was just so boring. I was just like,
eh. Yeah, it just kind of came and went. It's like, eh, alright.
That shit wore my alcohol off.
That's how boring it was. Oh, you're drinking during it. I should have drank during it.
Probably like,
more fun.
Well, I drink beforehand and then I got home and watched it like at 1 a.m. And I didn't end until like after 3 a.m. And I remember just sitting there looking sober as fuck, like, damn, I remember my exact words. That shit made my alcohol wear off.
Yeah, that's not good.
Because I was like, what was the point of this? Like, I don't get, like, what is the storytelling that's telling here about the food industry? It's like, yeah, I've been there, done that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, most certainly have.
Matter of fact, there was documentaries over this shit like 3 years ago. So I was like,
yep.
We're talking about animal cruelty? I don't think I need a movie to explain that to me or whatever. I mean, shit. And I don't need that at all, neither. Then the premise and inside of itself, the plot, is kind of fucking stupid, actually, when it gets down to it. I don't think really a lot of things actually are answered or really solved, for that matter. So,
yeah. Yeah, I love how, what's that, the organization, the rebels, that we call it, ALF or something
like
that?
ALI, some shit like that.
Yeah. I'm trying to say, oh, yeah, we're saving these animals. Why do they have to wear all black? Oh, you see that picture they show? Is it fucking goats?
Oh, yeah.
They're wearing, like, balaclavas.
Yeah, look like fucking burglars and shit like that. They look like Batman.
Damn, what the, y'all do that, too? You just have recreational days?
Hey, what the fuck? They look like Batman in Batman Begins and shit when he was wearing that fucking, that...
Oh, yeah, the purple costume.
Yeah, that beanie and shit like that over his face. Yeah. They look like that. I was like, what the hell? And then when they beat up Glenn from Walking Dead, I was just like...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're not peaceful, but all right. Well, I mean, can we just get to the point? Yeah. That's really what I want to do, just get to the point here, you know? A lot of people are over-praying this, Cody. We're probably going to get shit talking shit about this, but, you know, we'll probably
not get shit about something.
Yeah, that's true. We'll probably do a full review, but I thought about it and said, we probably ain't going to remember shit, so never mind. If I had to give it a rating, I'd probably give it a fuck it, so.
Yeah, good. I was going to say, low streaming, I didn't hate it, but it didn't give me anything, so I probably would have to give it a fuck it. So,
how about this? I give it a high fuck it, then. How about that?
Yeah, it's in the same room, War Machine. Yeah,
yeah, to be honest.
Funnily enough.
I mean, at least even in War Machine, I can say, I can remember that one good scene they had in there, the war sequence that they had going on there, you know. Here.
Yeah, people keep clearing about this car chase in here, which I really don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Man, somebody told me it was on the level of the raid. I was like, what?
I was like, okay.
Nope. Car chase was weak. I mean, especially, you can't come out, a movie can't come out a week, maybe. No, it came out the same day as the fucking Baby Driver. You can't come out the same day as Baby Driver. Can't come out the same day as Baby Driver and say, it's got one of the best car chases you've ever seen, whatever. And you're just like, I just saw in theater one of the best car chases I've seen right now. I don't think this little shit here, maybe this is good 20 years ago, yeah. But, no.
Yeah, there were probably like two good shots within that car chase that lasted like half a second. I was like, oh, that looked cool. And it was gone.
And it took like an hour for them to even get into the film, really. Like, it was like...
Yeah, the first like 45 minutes, like a Wes Anderson Studio Ghibli film.
Oh, yeah.
Some shit like that.
Because I timed it. I remember looking, I had my watch on. I looked at my watch and I just said, wow, it took 45 minutes for Jake Gyllenhaal's character to pop up. For that whole sequence of him coming up and studying Okja and stuff like that. I was like, so before that, prior to that, we were just looking at motherfuckers walking in the woods and shit.
Yep.
This was some Wes Anderson shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, okay. I this is some hipster shit then, what you're telling me.
Yeah, even the fucking score, like some West Ham shit.
Some people were saying it was the best score of the year.
Really?
I was like, the score, I didn't like the music at all. I thought the music was a weird choice. I was like, oh. Okay. Anyway, some people were saying that the music helped tell the story. I was like, oh.
Okay.
Cody's about to say, the fuck? You had to catch yourself there. He's like, the fuck? Oh. Yeah, the music helped tell the story, Cody. I thought the music choices were weird in some parts. I was like, so is this supposed to be like a comedy or a deep drama? I'm like, I'm not really getting the vibe here with this music score here. But, okay. And then the ending shot, too, it really just showed that little girl's a dick. So, I mean... I mean, she pretty much only saves Okja after looking at that whole field of those fucking things. It's like, so all you can do is save that one person. I mean, I was like, is she going to, like, break them free now and set them? They just all die. Okay, well, then what was the point?
and to be fair, it seems like those little super pigs, whatever the fuck they're called, mm-hmm. See, they're smarter than they're letting on to be. Because remember that one sequence where she was walking away? And the big pig lifted up the gate to let the little pig out.
Yeah, both of them did. The parent, I guess, I'm assuming they were parents or whatever. Yeah, I remember seeing that shit. I was like, damn, they're intelligent.
And obviously they have some form of intelligence. Why don't you just rebel against the fucking people who are putting them in the meat packing thing?
Yeah, they don't.
That's some punny ape shit.
No, they didn't do shit with that at all. Like, they didn't do nothing. Yeah. I was like, wow, so are these things like, apparently they're smart because they know not to, this girl was sleeping with Okja and shit like that. I was like, so he knows not to crush her and how to roll over. So I was like, there's some sort of intelligence here that they're not exploring here. And then when they, like the one that raped Okja.
Yeah.
What the hell was that scene? But like, I gotta tell you, first of all, that, I love it because the camera's in his ear, but yeah, you get a whole shot of the whole fucking room and Okja. I'm just like, that's some high tech camera shit right there, by the way. But what was wrong with that super pig, by the way, that raped him? Were they like pumping that super pig full of like steroids and shit or something?
I don't know, it was like Viagra or something. I
gave him hormone pills and shit. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well. Now to each his own. It's somewhere in the high fucking low streaming area. I guess because I never want to watch that movie again, to be honest.
Did nothing for me.
My ratings are starting to be dwell with these Netflix films. Was my time wasted?
Yeah. Yes, it was.
And it sure as hell felt like it was wasted, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a good barometer right there. Was my time wasted? Yes or no?
Yeah. I mean, because at 1 a.m., I could have been sleeping. I could have been playing video games. I could have been doing... You know, it's different from when you're in a theater and at home. Because when you're at home, you're like, man, I can do so much shit around here. I can have a drink. I have Cody over. We can have a drink, do a show. I mean, when you're in theater, you're just like, well, I'm in this room. I'm getting the experience. But you're at home, you're like, well, this just wasted 2 hours of my time.
Yeah.
Because I'm only going to get about 6 hours of sleep tonight. No. So...